weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, partly sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, upper 60s, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, sunny skies, we'll see highs in the upper 80s around 90, with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the upper 60s. For Saturday, we'll continue with sunny skies, 92, and Sunday, partly sunny in the lower 90s. Right now, it's 64.
Mid-America Network News. The Topeka Police Department is investigating the death of a man whose body was discovered yesterday morning in a central Topeka neighborhood. Investigators believe the body, which was found behind a home, may have been there for days. Police say they're waiting for more information from the coroner's office to determine how the man died. The Topeka Police Department did not release the name of the man, saying only that he was in his 40s. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a Kansas man for alleged crimes against a 13-year-old girl. Saline County Sheriff Roger Solden says 33-year-old Sean Wynn of Salina was arrested on charges that include aggravated indecent liberties with a child, aggravated intimidation of a witness, attempted rape, kidnapping, and other charges. The alleged incidents happened between 2017 and 2018 at a residence in Salina and in rural Saline County. I'm Stephanie Austin.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
A fired Kansas prison employee accused of sexual misconduct claims that the charges are not valid because state law cites consensual touching, and he is accused of non-consensual touching. Thomas Coe is charged with 5 felony counts of unlawful sexual relations. The Kansas City Star reports that Coe's attorney argues the charges don't fit the statute's definition because the witnesses testified the incidents were not consensual. The Shawnee County District Attorney's Office disagreed with the defense's interpretation of the law, saying it would lead to an absurd result. Wireless carrier Sprint has sold its massive suburban Kansas City campus for well below its appraised value under a deal that allows it to lease back office space at a rate well below market value. Investment research firm Moody's released research on the $250.9 million deal just ahead of the Justice Department's final determination of whether Sprint's $26.5 billion merger with T-Mobile presents any antitrust concerns. I'm Stephanie Austin. During a traffic stop on Interstate 80 near North Platte, the patrol says in a news release the trooper stopped a car just after 8 a.m. on Tuesday on suspicion of speeding and detected a smell of marijuana coming from the car. The patrol says a search of the car turned up 16 pounds of methamphetamine, smaller amounts of heroin, cocaine, prescription pills, and marijuana, and 3 loaded handguns. A New York company wants to build a 230-megawatt solar power farm east of Nebraska's capital city of Lincoln. Ranger Power said it has arranged leases with the owners of more than 1,000 acres near a Lincoln Electric System substation. The company wants to build the entire project in one phase, but that could be difficult if it does not get enough power purchase commitments.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Washington County Fair is in full swing, with activities Thursday to include the Sheep and Goat Show. Bucket Calf and Bucket Beef Show begins at 5:30 Thursday evening. KNDY will begin live reports in the 3 o'clock hour Thursday and continuing Friday, with continued pre-fair interview updates from the 4-H youth throughout the day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Washington County Fair Board President Ethan Schutte was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and talks about what it takes to run the county fair.
Well, it takes a lot of community involvement and support on many levels that can range from volunteers to sponsorships to spectators to participants in the event. It takes a lot of people to come together to make these things happen. And not any individual group of people is more important than the other. It takes everybody to make it all happen and come together.
The annual county fair involves and supports the entire area.
But it is 100% community vitality. 4-H is a big part of it. We're molding these young people into intellectuals, and, you know, they're not only building a particular set of skills and improving their skill sets, but they're improving themselves as individuals to make themselves a vital role in the future in these small communities. Bringing everybody together celebrates not only that, but just celebrates community vitality as a whole.
A complete schedule of Washington County Fair events posted on our website at KNDYradio.com and online at WSCountyFair.com. One note, this year they will have one fair parade that will be Friday evening at 6 o'clock. A grand jury in Topeka Tuesday returned indictments against two Kansas postal employees charged in separate cases with stealing mail. Among those, Timothy J. Payshaw, age 28, of Herkimer, was charged with one count of stealing mail and one count of destroying or detaining mail. The crimes alleged to have occurred January through April 2019 in Marysville. If convicted, the defendants face up to 5 years in federal prison and a fine up to $250,000 on each count. The U.S. Postal Service Office of Inspector General investigated. Teresa Louise Zimmerling Elsinger, age 68, of Marysville, passed away recently as a result of an automobile accident. Funeral services Friday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Teresa Zimmerling Elsinger. Whitney E. Anderson, age 30, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday in an automobile accident. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Whitney Anderson. Betty Joan Bach Thomas, age 78, of Liberty, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Betty Thomas. Bernitha Burt Sasser, age 86, of Belleville, passed away July 2nd. She is the mother-in-law of Deb Hoflicker Sasser of Belleville. A graveside service is planned Saturday, July 27th, at the Zion Cemetery, rural Talmo. Family will greet friends Friday evening, 6 until 8 at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville, in charge of arrangements for Burt Sasser. Mindy B. Sibley, age 42, of Waterville, passed away at a Lincoln hospital due to health complications. A celebration potluck is planned Friday at 6 p.m. All are encouraged to bring lawn chairs. A memorial service is planned Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mindy Sibley. Sue Alton E. Kern, age 52, of Mahaska, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church, Mahaska. Interment in the Mahaska City Cemetery. Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville, in charge of arrangements for Sue Kern. Jimmy G. Nelson, age 77, of Abilene, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 1 p.m. at Kansas Veterans Cemetery at Fort Riley. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Nelson. Joni Garcia, age 61, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service next Wednesday, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Joni Garcia. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pork loin, mashed potatoes, peas, wheat bread, and pears. Tomorrow, sloppy joes on a bun, steak fries, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and apricots. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
When life gives you lemons, go shopping. It's the annual Lemon Day Sidewalk Sale in Marysville. Get the zest of deals starting Thursday evening from 4 to 7:30 and continuing during regular business hours on Friday and Saturday. Don't make that sour face. There are some sweet deals coming your way. Valley Vet Fashion Direct is going to sweeten you up with buy one, get one 50% off all tops and a sale rack that's 30 to 50% off. Enjoy their hospitality and have some treats and drinks while you shop for back to school. Reflections Hallmark has great low, gotta go prices. Get up to 75% off select sports items, kitchen and party decor, Hallmark books and toys, previous Hallmark ornaments, frames and photo albums, and much, much more. Stop in at Salon M for some sweet lemon treats and amazing back-to-school deals on professional hair care and styling products from brands like Amika, Redken, and Matrix. Every purchase gets you entered in the drawing for one of their gift baskets. RX Drugstore has sales that are hot, hot, hot. How hot? 50% off? 60% off? Think bigger! Shop sales that are 75% off or even more. And as always, RX will have their famous grab bags. It's Lemon Days, kicking off Thursday night from 4 to 7:30 and continuing through Friday and Saturday. Don't miss it.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, this high-pressure system that was across the central and upper parts of the Midwest is now pushing off towards the east into kind of the mid-Atlantic into the northeastern parts of the United States. We do have a low-pressure system. The center low is in southern Canada with a cold front extending through the Dakotas into the central parts of the United States. It looks like in our area, we're still going to see dry weather. We'll see a little bit more clouds for today and into tonight because of this frontal boundary, especially into tonight, partly cloudy skies. But otherwise, as this moves off towards the east, we'll continue to see dry weather all the way through the weekend before another system moves through, bringing more chances of storms Sunday night. So looking at the forecast for this Thursday, partly sunny, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. For Saturday and Sunday, partly to mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late July, 90. Record on this date, 114, set in 1936. The average low, 69. The record low, 52, set in 1978. Sunset this evening, 8:41. Sunrise in the morning at 6:18. Overcast this morning in Marysville. And at 65 degrees, winds are calm. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 25th of July. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ah, the intoxicating smell of the graveyard. Once a year, we gather to celebrate the great cycle of life. and death. Come, my luscious Morticia.
Oh, Gomez, come join us and every member of our clan.
Living, dead, and undecided.
For the Addams Family Musical, this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 or Sunday at 2 p.m.
at Marysville High School Auditorium. Tickets are $10 for adults, $9 for seniors, and $5 for students.
Are you unhappy, my darling?
Oh, yes. Completely.
A pair of superstars introduced in Los Angeles. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Clippers ushered in a new era after introducing new acquisitions Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
I'm on my next journey. These guys, I think we got a great future. Paul is always a player that I wanted to play with.
The pair were almost teammates in Indiana before the Pacers traded Leonard to the Spurs in 2011 after selecting him 15th overall.
Could have did some special things in Indiana, but it's great to fast forward to where we are now. We're both here in L.A., and it just seems like this was destined. We were supposed to play together.
Paul DeJong hit a career-high 3 homers, and Cardinals rookie Andrew Kisner crushed his first big league dinger against Pittsburgh.
The pitch, a swing, and a long drive to left field for Kisner. There's his first major league home run. Oh, did he kill that one?
On KMOX, 14-8 your final. NFL Jaguars star cornerback Jalen Ramsey made quite the entrance at training camp.
Pulling up to Jaguars training camp in Jacksonville Wednesday, not a Jaguar or luxury SUV you'd expect from a 2-time Pro Bowl cornerback seeking a new big money contract. It was an armored truck, the driver in a bulletproof vest shouting through a megaphone, "It's time to get this money, money." Jalen Ramsey flung open the doors, revealing dozens of phony money bags and a huge smile. Ramsey's entering the final year of his $23 million rookie contract.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Meanwhile, Titans left tackle Taylor Lewan revealed on social media that he tested positive on an A sample for banned substance, Ostarine. If his B sample matches, he could be suspended 4 games.
I want everybody to know that I've never taken the supplement knowingly, and I've never cheated the game, and I never will. I have notes. Those things don't really matter. What really is important to me is that people know that I'm not a cheater.
Lewan became the highest-paid offensive lineman last season after signing a 5-year deal worth $80 million. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Marysville Junior Legion baseball team opening play in the state tournament Wednesday at Topeka lost a 5-0 decision to Iola. John Haggard, the pitcher of record, lost with 4 runs, 1 earned, in 5 innings of work. Ian Markwart pitched the final 2 innings, gave up 1 earned run. Iola starting pitcher Braden Cole threw a complete game no-hitter, struck out 7 and walked 3. Iola 5, Marysville 4 opening pool play in the state junior Legion tournament at Topeka. Marysville takes on Salina Thursday night at 8:15.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We saw mixed numbers Wednesday across the ag futures markets. Corn was down. Soybeans and Kansas City wheat were up. Corn bounced around a good deal on the day, but couldn't seem to hold on to gains and finished a bit lower. September corn down 1.5 at 424. December down 3/4 at 430 and 3/4. Each of the back months was also in a negative territory. Soybeans, on the other hand, did better. August beans up 5.25 at 891. September beans up 4.75 at 896 and a quarter. Back months were all up by decent amounts. August soybean meal down a dime at 306.30, but September up 20 cents at 308. Even all the later months were up. August soy oils 29 points higher at 28.30. September was up 30 points at 28.43. So we'll call it mostly higher in the soy complex. And Kansas City wheat did well. September Kansas City wheat finished at 439.5. That's up 8. December was at 455.75, up 6.5. So some positives for Kansas City wheat as we wrapped up the day on Wednesday. Things in the livestock complex were mixed. August live cattle down 15 at 108.90, but October was up a couple of pennies at 109.90, and all the later months were green. August feeder cattle finished at 142.82, up 62 cents. September feeders at 142.87, up 42 cents. Each of the back months in feeder cattle was solid, so a good day for feeder cattle. August hogs up 37 at 86.55, but October was down 95 at 80.85. The later months were mixed, but we'll call it mostly higher. So it was a mostly positive day across the livestock complex, and cotton had a pretty strong day October cotton finished the day up 60 points at 63.89, while December cotton was up 59 points at 64.32. So mixed numbers across the ag futures markets on Wednesday. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. We are excited to tell you that we are the new Fendt 1000 Vario tractor dealer for South Central Kansas area. These tractors have so many features that you have to experience one to get the full effect of what they are capable of. The horsepower ranges from 380 horsepower to 500 horsepower with peak torque at 1200 to 1500 engine RPM and 1700 being high idle. This means excellent fuel economy and low emissions. Fendt is the leader of the Vario Drive CVT transmission. Team the engine up with the Vario Drive transmission and you have a tractor that is way ahead of competition. And that's just the start. The Fendt Life Cab has all the features and comforts that you have wanted for a long time. This cab is for the operator who wants to achieve high performance that is comfortable. Put together the engine, the powertrain, and cab and you have a package that is comfortable, loaded with horsepower, economical to operate, and reliable. Come see them at either the Mount Hope location or the Winfield location or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farmers can expect trade aid this week and disaster aid next month. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the Market Facilitation Program payments will be announced yet this week. Offer producers at least $15 an acre for those who qualify. But payment rates will vary. USDA used county-level production data to create its formula for payment rates. So counties with higher production naturally receive higher payments. The first round of three expected payments will represent about half of the funds available for farmers in the $16 billion market facilitation program. Cover crops grown on acres prevented from planting this year will also qualify for the payments. Meanwhile, $3 billion in disaster funds for agriculture should launch next month. That disaster package includes funds for farmers impacted by hurricanes, wildfires, tornadoes, and flooding since last year. Since 2018, roughly $33 billion in disaster funding has been set aside for agriculture. The new package also includes nutrition funding for Puerto Rico. Tax cuts in China could offset trade war harm and support economic growth. A China International Capital Corporation economist told CNBC the tax cuts in China could provide growth needed to offset economic losses from the trade war. But the economist says more tariffs in the U.S. poses risk to the growth potential. President Trump still holds a proposed round of additional tariffs against China if the trade talks don't make progress. China launched a personal income tax in March, which led to an increase in retail sales up nearly 10% from a year ago. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin travels to China next week to continue negotiations. The White House said the discussion will cover a wide range of issues, including agriculture. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course, in praise of honey. After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
If you're of a certain age, you'll remember a song by Bobby Goldsboro, Honey, and part of the lyrics go, Honey, I love you. Well, who doesn't love honey? I don't know anybody that doesn't really enjoy honey. Maybe they don't love it, but they certainly like it. I guess there are exceptions, though.
Tiggers don't like honey.
Oh, yeah, right. Forgot about that one, Pooh. But honey popularity is on the increase. Margaret Lombard is with the National Honey Board.
Honey consumption has doubled in the past 10 years. So we went from about a pound a person in 2008, and people are consuming about 2 pounds per person per year per capita.
She says the main reason for the increase is that honey is showing up more often as an ingredient in food.
What's really exciting right now about the honey as an ingredient, really, is that a lot of people are looking for natural sweeteners in the products they buy. So everything from granola bars to cereal, honey's really made a lot of inroads in the food industry. But more excitingly, we're seeing it brewers, craft beer brewers are making honey beers now. We're seeing it in spirits. We're seeing it in all kinds of products that traditionally honey maybe was not included in. So that's been a bit innovation.
And she says it appears more people are making the choice of honey as a sweetener over sugar.
Honey is actually 1.5 times sweeter than sucrose, so you can actually use less honey and achieve the same level of sweetness.
Of course, that means more revenue for the honey industry from beekeeper on up. A UC Davis study estimates the current honey market is valued at $4.2 billion, and the industry is responsible for more than 22,000 jobs. Margaret Lombard's job at the National Honey Board, the checkoff program for the honey industry, is one of those jobs. And one of the ways that she spreads the good word about honey is using some educational and fun facts, such as why do some honeys have, well, they've got a certain taste, like the taste of radish.
We love to tell the story of varietals. There's over 300 varieties of honey in the U.S. alone, and they all come from different floral sources. So whether it's orange blossom or buckwheat or berry or radish or cranberry, every honey is unique.
Of course, we've heard quite a bit about the declining population of bees, and part of the checkoff money goes to increase the health of bees.
5% every year to production research. So making sure bees are healthy is critical for the National Honey Board. And in addition to that, we also fund projects that help people understand that eating honey is actually good for bees. So helping beekeepers stay in business by people eating honey actually helps them to keep the bees alive. So it's all a big part of agricultural story is to make sure that honey and honeybees are well cared for and that people enjoy the fruits of the labor of the bees.
Yeah, that's the bottom line on bees. Back after this.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
No sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They remain closed for a remodeling project. They will begin their Thursday sales again on August 1st with a Dairy Influence special. And August 8th, mark your calendar for their annual customer appreciation. Chance to show off their new facilities under remodel at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 731 from KDY, 65 and a cloudy overcast. Look for highs today warming above 80. And a warm-up trend continues as summer returns this weekend. Warming up just in time for the Washington County Fair. Our live coverage begins Thursday and Friday afternoons in the 3 o'clock hour. Plus, we continue with pre-fair interview updates throughout the day today and tomorrow. Stay tuned to KNDY for live reports and information from the Washington County Fair.
Mid-America Network Sports. In Major League Baseball, Brad Keller led the Royals to a 2-0 win over the Braves, allowing 4 hits over 7 innings and hitting an RBI single. Keller had been 2-6 with a 4.81 ERA and 13 road starts before winning just minutes from where he attended school. Kansas City won for the 9th time in 12 games and trimmed the Braves' lead over Washington to 4 games in the NL East. The Chicago Cubs were able to escape San Francisco with a victory following a pair of one-run losses. Homers by Javier Baez, Chris Bryant, and Albert Almaro Jr. powered the Cubs to a 4-1 win over the Giants. The Cubs' lead in the NL Central is still a half game over St. Louis. The Nationals took game one of a day-night doubleheader by getting home runs from Adam Eaton and Anthony Rendon in a 3-2 decision over Colorado. And the Phillies blanked the Tigers 4-0. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Marysville Junior Legion Baseball Team opening play in the state tournament Wednesday at Topeka lost a 5-0 decision to Iola. John Haggard, the pitcher of record, lost with four runs, one earned, in five innings of work. Ian Marquardt pitched the final two innings, gave up one earned run. Iola starting pitcher Braden Cole threw a complete game no-hitter, struck out seven and walked three. Iola 5, Marysville 4, opening pool play in the state junior Legion tournament at Topeka. Marysville takes on Salina Thursday night at 8:15. Marysville senior Legion team was to play Seneca Wednesday. Bottom of the bracket play continued in the zone tournament at Sabetha after Marysville defeated Corning 12-1 on Tuesday.
Call them old wives' tales or silly superstitions, but there's a mountain of folklore surrounding childbirth and rearing. A look at some of those today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott